right. Well, thanks, Pastor Stephen. Just want to say thank you in front of all for the opportunity. And yeah, thanks for everyone for being here. I understand with the rough weather that we've had this morning, so I appreciate you all being here, and thanks very much. I want to talk to you this morning about God's perspective versus ours. The eternal, holy God we read about in His Word, and us, imperfect people. We pick up the story here in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, where we read of Jesus healing a lame man who was paralyzed for 38 years. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. Some translations here add, waiting for the moving of the water, because an angel would go down into the pool from time to time to stir up the water. When the first one got in, after the water was stirred up, the first one who got in after the water was stirred up recovered from whatever ailment they had. So that's just an extra there. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed. He took up his bed and walked. Can you imagine being paralyzed for 38 years? I'm not even 38 years old. The passage describes how Jesus saw him, knew he had been there a long time, and spoke to him. He said he had no one. Was that an excuse? Have we been lying down in worry, procrastination, something like that? Are we waiting for the stirring of the water? Notice the contrasts. The man and the sick group lying, as opposed to Jesus, commanding him to get up and walk. From the perspective of the lame man, he was lying, waiting for someone, no one, to put him in the pool. From the perspective of Christ, the Creator, Healer, Restorer, all the sick man had to do was answer the question, "Do you want to be healed?" Jesus commands him to take up his bed. What does the bed symbolize? From the man's perspective, frailty, weakness, feebleness. Why would he ask him to carry it? Was it to publicly demonstrate Christ's healing power to the other many sick people at the pool? Maybe to provide them with hope. Imagine the sick lying there, and the Creator God displaying His power amongst them using that bed. The very object which held him in his helplessness, from God's perspective, was used to display His healing power and provide hope to the others in the group. Jesus sees us. Do you know that Jesus sees you? Jesus will meet us where we are. Will we let Him? Carry your bed. Will we take up our beds? I want to show you an illustration of a favorite movie of mine. The movie Flight with, I'm an aviation freak and I work in aviation as well. So this is one of my favorite films. It stars Denzel Washington. He's the main character, so Captain William Whittaker Sr., Captain Whip is the nickname, who plays a commercial pilot. From the outside, he's a successful pilot, but he hides his long-time struggle with alcohol. Captain Whip is comfortable in his alcoholism until he's involved in a crash. A maintenance error causes a stabilizer jack screw in the tail end of his aircraft to fail. He loses control of the aircraft, and in typical dramatic Hollywood, he manages to correct its flight path after momentarily flying upside down. Although saving a multitude of lives, he was drunk during the whole ordeal. His co-pilot who flew with him knows the truth. He saw him. After the investigation gets underway, it appears that Captain Whip is regarded as a hero in the event. He's about to get away scot-free. All Captain Whip needs to do is play the game, so to speak, as his lawyers, union representatives, defend him. The only trouble is, he needs to make a statement regarding empty alcohol bottles in the forward galley of the aircraft, effectively framing his flight attendant, Katerina Marquez, who was killed in the accident. When questioned in this particular scene, with his life being unpacked and stirred up, tired of lying down in his alcoholism, he gets up out of his pool of lies, takes up his bed, so to speak, and comes clean. He tells the truth and he faces the consequences. One of the final scenes shows Captain Whip in jail, sharing his story with the other inmates. The very thing that was a stumbling block to him is now his greatest strength in teaching others to rehabilitate. From the perspective of those who were defending him, he looks like an absolute fool. His freedom was handed to him on a plate. But from God's perspective, all Captain Whip had to do was come clean, and in his own words, after doing so, he became free. Free to take up his bed and walk through life. No regrets, no shame, no guilt. Jesus sees us. Do you know that Jesus sees you? Jesus will meet us where we are. Will we let him? Carry your bed. Will we take up our beds? When I was 3 years old, I had a traumatic experience. It was 1991. It was the first Gulf War. As bombs dropped and lit up the night sky in our small town of Al-Qa'im, Iraq, this picture is pretty close to that hometown of mine, I physically shook with fear in my parents' arms. With the war going round, the sounds, vibrations, lights, it resulted in a deep-set fear, which culminated into a speech impediment I carried for most of my life. I had a horrible stutter. I bore this burden throughout my school years, but tried not to let it define me. I prayed and prayed for healing, but for many years I lay in it. I struggled to speak in many situations. I pulled away from friends and family. I could never see myself speaking in a group, let alone presenting to you this morning. I lied down comfortably in this mindset, waiting for the stirring of the water. Just like the lame man and Captain Whip, I found a quiet comfort in my ailment. A few years ago, I asked Jesus, "Will you truly heal me?" I felt Jesus met me where I was. Just as he saw the lame man, Jesus saw me. He knew what I had been through. He asked me, "Why do you want to be healed?" I believe he answered my question with a question to change my perspective. He allowed me to see if I wanted to be healed for my own good or to bring out some greater good through it, just like Captain Whip and the inmates. I trusted in God and have since experienced his healing touch. I'm on a healing journey with Jesus. Not only have I found great success with a new speech coach, I'm part of a worldwide online group to help others achieve speech fluency. Jesus saw me. Do you know that Jesus sees you? Jesus can disturb your water. Will you let him? I took up my bed. Will you take up yours?